welcome to International Report. In the mountainous regions of northwestern Argentina is where you can find descendants of the Diaguitas, an aboriginal ethnic group that migrated to this region in the 5th and 6th centuries. Suffering from discrimination since the Spanish invasion, they have seen the traditional knowledge erased to the profit of intensive industrial agriculture, which makes up 60% of cultivated land in Argentina. Such practices have had disastrous consequences on the environment and on the health of farmers and consumers. But during the 1990s, an alternative program was put in place to overcome this, and today it represents nearly 20% of the national production. In the final report of a two-part series, Pauline Bondulier has more on this program.
Every year, the city of San Martin, located in the poor suburbs of Buenos Aires, and the National Institute of Agricultural Technology of Argentina, INTA, organize a market for small producers. One of the purposes is to present to the inhabitants the Pro Huerta or Pro Vegetable program. At the INTA stand, local residents can pick up small bags of seeds with instructions for planting them.
The kits we distribute contain 14 varieties of vegetables: chicory, basil, carnations, lettuce, corn, parsley, chili, tomatoes, beans, radishes, rockets, pumpkins, and courgettes. This kit is for summer, and we have others for winter and autumn.
Alexandra Laja is an agricultural engineer at INTA. She manages the Pro Huerta project in several municipalities, including in San Martin.
Pro Huerta is a countrywide program from the National Ministry of Social Development, the Ministry of Agroindustry, and INTA, INTA. It promotes the creation of agroecological vegetable gardens at the family level, in schools or institutions. We encourage agroecological crops without toxic products, with the use of different techniques to promote productivity. We also offer training to local communities.
Today, there are close to 600,000 homegrown vegetable gardens across Argentina for about 3 million beneficiaries. Roberto Cittadini, a sociologist and researcher at INTA, coordinated the project between 2007 and 2013.
The program Pro Huerta is an experience de gran ampleur de la promotion de jardin potager familial.
The Pro Huerta program is a large-scale experiment promoting home-based and community vegetable gardens. It was launched in the 1990s as a response to periodic crises in Argentina that caused inflation, unemployment, and poverty. It started in the provinces, and because of its success, it was expanded throughout the country. It relies on a network of agricultural institute engineers with the support of volunteers who coordinate the distribution of seeds and training. The goal is to provide families with fresh vegetables and fruit. It can also represent business opportunities, even if that is not its primary purpose.
Especially fitted for poor urban areas, the Pro Huerta program has also developed in more rural areas. I will now go north to visit a large-scale project that reaches up to 4,000 people, 1,500 kilometers northwest of Buenos Aires. It is located in the Calchaquí Valleys, a mountainous region, land of the descendants of the Diaguitas. To reach the agency of INTA in Seclantas, where Paola Lucia Olaizola works, I undertake a 20-hour journey on a bus through the Argentine Pampas before reaching the city of Cafayate. The bus then takes Ruta 40, a dirt road famous for its wild and sumptuous landscapes.
Hola!
¿Está bien?
¿Todo bien?
Sí.
¿Llegaron bien?
Sí, sí, sí.
Bueno.
Me llamo Paula Lucia Olaizola, tengo 42 años, soy veterinaria.
My name is Paula Lucia Olaizola. I am 42 years old. I'm a veterinarian. I have a master's degree in rural development and a doctorate in rural dynamics from the University of Toulouse. I have worked for 16 years here in Seclantas, and I'm the head of the Agency of Rural Extension. We work with farming communities using participatory methods, and we build projects for the development of these communities while respecting their vision. An important thing to understand here is that peasant communities live inside large private states, just like during colonial times.
The next morning, we go for a walk in the valleys. Paula Lucia Olaizola has been supporting the development of an indigenous basin organization named CUM that connects all the communities from the valley. They develop a great variety of projects from access to water, food production, marketing and selling of agriculture products and crafts.
Hello, my name is Vilke Liliana.
I work in crafts.
May I ask you what type of crops do you grow?
Onions, vegetables, corn, tomatoes, beets, all vegetables in the vegetable garden.
And what is your relationship with the landowner?
We have many problems. We can't improve our house construction because he says this place is his. We barely bother him since we only occupy a small bit of land that we cultivate, a so-called fiscal parcel, and yet he still bothers us.
In these Calchaquí valleys, where monoculture and large-scale farming are the norm and where the descendants of Aborigines remain partly dependent on large-scale landowners, the development of agroecology remains difficult. But the current worldwide infatuation with organic products may be a step towards the revival of traditional agroecological approaches. Reporting for RFI from Argentina, I am Pauline Bandelier.